This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a big change in healthcare policy today. The White House said that for the first time, it is going to let states impose work requirements on some people who get benefits under Medicaid. 10 states so far have submitted the paperwork to be allowed to require healthy working-age adults on Medicaid to have a job, to volunteer, or to be in school. Those states say the goal is to help people move into steady work and, in doing so, make Medicaid smaller and save money. But Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk at WHYY. Those states are rolling the financial dice a little bit.
In its waiver request, New Hampshire would have people in the first 12 months work or be in some kind of training 20 hours a week.
The second year, that requirement would go up to 25 hours. And after the second year, that requirement would go up to 30 hours per week.
Greg Moore is with the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity. The goal, says Moore, get people into jobs, and that would save money.
Over time, this will be a tremendous benefit to the taxpayers just because there'll be fewer people who are on public assistance.
It's unclear how many people we're talking about. The Kaiser Family Foundation estimates already 60% of non-elderly people on Medicaid work. Make no mistake, these requirements, as well as other skin-in-the-game provisions like co-pays and time limits, are intended to provide financial relief to states. But here's the thing, says Kaiser Family Foundation's Diane Rowland.
It's not clear that when you remove someone from the Medicaid rolls, the cost of taking care of that person disappear.
Of course, just because people are swept off the rolls doesn't mean their healthcare needs go away. Like the guy with diabetes who drops off the program only to show up at the ER needing an amputation because he didn't have access to care. But Ben Summers, a physician and health economist at Harvard, says even with some new costs like this, states come out ahead.
Overall, reducing enrollment tends to save money.
Certainly a financial win, but Summer says it's harder to say that if you think of healthcare as an investment in producing a healthier population. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.